Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What in the World? A Southern Woman's Guide to Laughing at Life's Unexpected Curveballs and Beautiful Blessings is a 2024 memoir-style humor book by comedian Leanne Morgan. Published in September 24, 2024, it blends personal reflection, stand-up sensibility, and Southern cultural voice to explore midlife change, family life, menopause, faith, and the experience of finding purpose later in life. Rather than presenting a formal self-help system, the book uses candid anecdotes and comic observation to show how laughter can make difficult circumstances feel more manageable. Morgan's perspective is shaped by her rise to wider fame after years of working in comedy, and that late-blooming career arc gives the book a grounded, practical tone. The result is part funny memoir, part encouragement, and part cultural portrait of a Southern woman trying to stay steady when life becomes messy, surprising, and often absurd. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Leanne Morgan uses memoir to turn everyday embarrassment into comic material. The result is a book that treats comedy as a way of processing experience, not just entertaining an audience. By framing her own missteps and bodily realities as material worth sharing, Morgan creates a model of self-acceptance that depends on openness rather than polish. Secondly, midlife, menopause, and aging are presented as shared realities rather than private decline. By naming these experiences directly, the book helps reduce the isolation that often surrounds them. Its value lies not in offering medical or psychological guidance, but in making the emotional texture of midlife feel visible, ordinary, and less humiliating. Thirdly, faith, family, and grandparenthood function as stabilizing anchors in the book. Faith plays a similar role by offering a way to respond to uncertainty without overreacting. The book suggests that perspective comes from humility, not control, and that a stable inner life is built through habits of trust, gratitude, and attention to the people closest to you. Fourthly, the book treats comedy as a practical tool for emotional resilience. What makes this angle effective is that it keeps the book from becoming overly solemn. Morgan does not ask readers to fix their lives through positive thinking alone. She offers laughter as a small but genuine form of relief, one that can restore enough steadiness to keep going. Lastly, late life success gives the book a distinctive perspective on purpose and timing. The late blooming angle also enriches the comedy. Because Morgan is reflecting on success after years of ordinary life, the book preserves a sense of proportion. Fame does not erase domestic obligations, embarrassment, or doubt, and that honesty gives the memoir a more grounded and credible voice. In conclusion, What in the World? Will appeal most to readers who enjoy comedy memoirs, Southern storytelling, and candid reflections on midlife, family, and faith. It is especially well-suited to readers who want humor that feels lived in rather than polished for broad self-help appeal. Those navigating menopause, aging, parenting adult or teenage children, or the emotional strain of trying to stay balanced in a noisy world will find its perspective recognizable. The book offers practical value in a modest but meaningful way. It encourages readers to treat laughter as a coping habit, to remain grounded through family and faith, and to accept that uncertainty is a normal part of life. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its particular mix of Southern voice, domestic realism, and late-blooming career perspective. It does not try to universalize by becoming generic. Instead, it stays close to the texture of one woman's experience and trusts that readers will find the honesty useful. That specificity is what gives the book its charm and its staying power. If you would like to support Leanne Morgan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.